Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two. If you missed the first hour today, man, we were on point. Dodger fans may not agree, but a lot happened. Dodger-Padres contest last night, you may have heard. We had many thoughts about it. And now we, you know, await the outcome, which is, will Dave Roberts be suspended for pushing, laying his hands on? What would you say, Scrabe?
I would say it was a push.
You know what it looked like? It looked like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander pushing off a defender to get a jump shot.
Oh, you think he was maybe inspired
about the same,
by that?
Yes, it looked very similar, where you kind of don't try to make it look like you're shoving the guy, but you actually do. I think that's a good comparison to what I saw from Dave Roberts last night. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander should not be suspended for that. He should be called for a foul now and again. But they're now through 6 games of the NBA Finals, Scraby. He has not been called for one push-off. Remarkable. Dave Roberts, to this point, there's been no word from Major League Baseball. Buster only tweeted out earlier today that he expected to hear some sort of punishment come down.
Yeah.
But nothing has. If we're hearing it, we'll let you know. And then the other big thing to me at this point, you know, unless you want to just yell back and forth, well, whose fault it was and who started it and all of that stuff, the only other thing that matters right now to me is whether Fernando's, you know, not hurt.
Yeah,
X-rays were negative, but Dr. Mike Schilt correctly said last night, there are a lot of bones in your hand. You could just have the sign, you know, it can be something really tiny that could, you know, I hope, fingers crossed, but that, you know, you can go out for 4, 6 weeks or more. So let's hope that's not the case. All right. So that's that. We gave you the Cal Raleigh thing, 29 homers now after 2 today, setting records for, catchers. And, we got Jesse Agler joining the show in this hour. Called the game last night, of course, as you know. We haven't had Jesse on, I don't think, this year.
He's popped on once or twice.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't recall it.
I do remember him sitting next to Tony for something, and then he popped on.
Oh,
I think
popped
it was,
on.
I think
right.
It was made to make fun of Dave Marcus.
He's popped on to make fun of Dave Marcus. Yeah, well, he can't help that. I mean, that's just goes with the territory. Speaking of Tony Gwynn, he had a scheduled day off, so he's out today. If you want to hear what Tony thought about everything that happened last night, just find the YouTube video of his call along with Don Orsillo. Tony's comments were really good last night, and he hit the exact right tone. Thank you. Between, you know, giving us a Padre emotional perspective along with telling us, you know, what was really happening going on down there. and some good solid opinions. So anyway, Tony's there if you want to look that up. And once you're on YouTube, you know, look up Gwynn and Chris or 97.3 The Fan and watch the show, because here we are. All right, Scraby, we're going to do some Daily Gambit now. There is a lot of action tonight and this weekend to discuss.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwynn and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwynn and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Can I gripe real quick, Chris?
Yeah.
So our computer here in studio, they had to update it to Windows 11, which means that every single password that we've all had stored in this computer has been removed. Oh, and so goodness. Every single password that we need to enter ends up having to send a code to Adam, and it's just...
Then he has to send the code to you.
And then it's like, yeah, the code expired here, I have to send another code. It's, yeah, it's brutal. It's
That's a good brutal. Gripe. That's a fair gripe. I'm certainly, you know, all for protecting your stuff.
You have to.
Right? Okay, with a password. But the lengths that we have to go now to, you know, the kind of password it has to be, you know, how often we have to change it, all of those
dual
things.
Dual notification.
Right. Very inconvenient. And I, you know, I get tired of it.
Yeah, but you know, and what? It protects against someone going up on our YouTube, putting up a video of them just saying terrible things, you know?
So, oh, good. Well, we would hate to have that
we
happen.
We would not want that to happen.
You know, all they have to do is come on the chat and say terrible things, and they've been known to do it. So what can we tell you? Yeah, the password thing is a little... I get frustrated. And doesn't everybody out there say to themselves, I'm going to start writing down every password I have in a little book or somewhere so that I can always look them up? No one actually does it.
No,
so that you forget your password.
No, I use the browser to remember it so that I never have
to
do it again.
I try to, too, but, you know, that gets confusing.
It just is a very... I'm trying to do things efficiently over here.
It's a very common problem. And at work, we have every 6 months, we have to change our password. And you can't go back to one you used before, so I'm kind of running out at this point.
You should just put, I hate Dave Roberts next time, and make like...
Oh, I can't do that. I've got to have capital letters, I've got to have numbers,
but no, you make,
but I've got to have exclamation points, I've got to do a lot of things.
You do a one for I, and a zero for the O in Roberts.
Why would I put I hate Dave Roberts?
Because you can remember it every day, that'd be easy.
No, but what I should put is you hate Dave Roberts. That's accurate.
I don't hate many
Dave
people,
Roberts,
but he really bothered me last night.
I know
night.
He did.
Dave really
Roberts, look,
me.
Dave Roberts, because of the way he behaved, and correct, that is the description, the way he behaved, he single-handedly has pushed this rivalry to new heights that it had never been before.
Which is a good thing and a
the
bad thing.
The dislike out there now, and I even use the word hatred, is at an all-time high.
All right, let's get into our picks from Wednesday. Nationals.
Yeah, we weren't on yesterday, so we didn't do any picks last night.
Nationals played the Rockies on Wednesday, -1.5 on the run line. We both picked the Rockies. The Rockies won 3-1. They ended up losing yesterday, though.
The Rockies are shockingly, though, I think 8-9 this month. I think they have a better record this month than the Padres do. I hate to point
that
out.
Good for them.
I know. I'm just saying.
Arkansas on Wednesday, -1.5 on the run line over LSU. We both went Arkansas or the sauce. LSU ended up coming back to win this
game. Did you see how that happened?
6-5. I think it was in the bottom of the ninth.
Well, there was two out and two on, and the guy hit a line drive to the left fielder for Arkansas, and he stumbled and fell, and the ball bounced off his head and rolled over into the corner.
I did not see that part.
And two runs scored, and LSU, the next guy got a hit, and LSU won. Yeah, it was bad break for the sauce there.
Off the noggin, huh?
Yeah, that was a tough one. I don't know if it hit his head, but you know what I mean? It caromed way away, and it was like, oh, boy.
Emmett Sheehan, over under 3.5 strikeouts Wednesday night. We both went under. He had 6.
Yeah.
Yankees -1.5 over the Angels on the run line. We both went Yankees, and the Angels ended up winning this one.
Finally, the Yankees scored some runs last night.
Yes. Dodgers Padres over under 9.5 for Wednesday. We both went over, but we were wrong.
Yeah, we missed them all. So right?
Seven.
Yeah, we stunk. For the week,
everybody's giving us Dave Roberts' passwords on the chat now.
Oh, okay.
I can't even repeat some of them.
Oh, no. All right. Let's just say this week we're both doing poorly. We're both quite a ways under 500 at this moment. Let's see if we can do something about it tonight. Royals at Padres. You know, the game you've circled on your calendar and couldn't wait for. It's finally here. 7.5 runs tonight. Michael Lorenzen's pitching for Kansas City. He has been really bad. Nick Pivetta's pitching for the Padres. He's been really good. I don't know what to pick here. Number one. Number two, I'm not going to get to see the game.
Because it's stupid
again. God.
Yeah.
Tired of those.
Yep.
I'll take over. Why not? What do you think?
I'm going to go under.
You got the red-hot Xander Bogaerts now. You know, things are going,
yeah,
going great
guns. You know
guns.
What? Poor Xander gets lost in the mix of the
did.
Fight.
Well, I'm going to say poor Xander. He's certainly not poor. He's got plenty of money.
Okay, that's not what I meant.
I know. But, yeah, the guy had a big game last night.
Huge game.
4-for-4, a homer.
Hit a homer? Come
double.
On.
He was great, but nobody remembers it.
You know what people always say? Well, let's see what he does tomorrow.
And also, let's see what
he does. Why can't we celebrate what he did yesterday?
Right. And how about he did it against, you know, your chief rival in a game you had to win. We keep saying this.
Had to win.
But it really is true.
Have a day, Xander Bogaerts.
Attaboy, Xander. Now you can go, like, you know what? The fan base will give Xander Bogaerts maybe a one at-bat respite. Like, if he grounds out in his first at-bat tonight, it'll be, that's
no, no,
it.
No, 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 no.
He's terrible.
He has, he gets a game.
No.
They a game won't give respite.
Him a game. They won't give him a game.
Five? Come on. He ties the game up on Wednesday. He
I
goes 4-for-4 yesterday.
I know what he should get.
He gets game off.
He's not going to.
He gets a game off from the fans.
If he's 0-for-1 on a ground ball, people are going to go, oh, here we go again.
Oh, yeah, Xander has his bobblehead, the X-Wing thing, so.
Tonight?
This weekend.
He does?
Yep.
Oh, because it's Star Wars weekend, right?
Yep.
May the 4th be with you.
No, that was like that.
That was a month
may
and a half
May the 4th be with you.
No, may the 4th be with you.
No, that was...
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
All right.
There you go.
Dodgers are home to the Nationals tonight. Dodgers are favored by 1.5. What you got?
Nationals are really bad right now.
They've lost... they lost 11 in a row till last night. James Wood hit 2 homers. He's now at 20 on the season.
Okay.
Just to really, yeah. Padre
I got into
fans
it with someone the other day when people don't understand that James Wood would not have made any difference until this season. I'm going to go with the Nationals. I can't pick the Dodgers.
I'll take the Nats because Mackenzie Gore is pitching tonight.
Oh, that's a good thing, too.
Against Clayton Kershaw. The wager here is who has more strikeouts, Gore -1 or Kershaw? Now, Gore leads Major League Baseball in strikeouts, right?
Yes.
Or he's right there. He may be behind.
He
and Crochet keep going back and forth.
Yeah.
Kershaw's, you know, Kershaw. And the Dodgers don't strike out much in general. So I'm going to surprisingly take Kershaw here.
Mm.
With the one, I get one additional K.
Clayton Kershaw's fake toughness last night really bothered me as well, so I'm going to go with Mackenzie Gore. I'm betting with my entire heart today.
Fake toughness. What did
Kershaw he put like one leg over the railing like he was ready to go. Clayton Kershaw wouldn't have done anything. Come on.
Maybe if you ran into Clayton Kershaw one time and gave him an evil eye, maybe he'd just beat the crap out of you. How do you know? How do you know?
He's a man of God, so
Dallas.
He shouldn't do that.
He's a Texan. He's a tall Texan.
Yeah, but he's a man of God. Not be beating me up for giving him the side eye.
I think you deserve it.
Wow, okay.
The big matchup tonight in baseball is actually not here or in L.A. A lot of baseball eyes tonight will be on the Bay because the Giants are hosting Rafael Devers' former team.
Yes.
Red Sox visit San Francisco. So the question, Devers over under 1.5 hits, RBIs plus runs.
Mm.
1.5. So an RBI single would give him 2 right there.
He's not going to go 0-for-5. He's going to have something.
He'll do something.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to deliver something against his old team.
And then he's got to stare straight at the GM.
Red Sox are taking a lot of heat for the way they handled that. So
yeah,
sorry about that. Who do you like in the game?
Oh, Jack says Devers is going to get thrown out. That would be something. That would be something,
and
Chris.
And then Bob Melvin, or wait, no, Boston would throw it down. Then Alex Cora would immediately say, well, it slipped.
Yeah, we
had a young pitcher out there.
Oh, Alex Cora would never do that to Rafael Devers because he's been defending Rafael Devers ever since the trade. He goes, yeah, I did tell Devers to put his glove away for the season.
I think the GM's got to order it to happen to protect his good name. Giants 1.5 over the Red Sox.
Oh, I'm going over. Oh.
I'll take the Bo Sox to get a little revenge on Devers tonight.
I'm going to go Giants.
Gigantes. Tonight we have a good WNBA matchup. Asia Wilson in Las Vegas takes on Skylar Diggins in Seattle. Asia Wilson -6 versus Skylar Diggins. These are two all-time greats in the WNBA. Asia Wilson favored by 6 points.
This is sad, but I've never heard of Diggins.
Skylar Diggins, yeah. Notre Dame. Notre Dame.
Oh, okay, now I have.
Skylar, she had another name in there, and I think she got separated and they took
was she the
name.
One who hit the game-winning shot when she was with Notre Dame?
She had some great moments. I don't remember that.
I'm gonna go Diggins.
You've talked about her enough
because of the -6,
right? You get Wilson. 6 points. I'll still take Asia. She's pretty, you can count on her. All right, Saturday College World Series starts.
Wait, who did you pick?
I picked Asia Wilson here.
Okay,
right. -6 Saturday College World Series, Game 1 in Omaha. LSU favored by 1.5 over Coastal Carolina. The only reason for that is because people, you know, think Coastal Carolina is like a wannabe. The fact of the matter is Coastal Carolina has won 26 games in a row. So I'm certainly going to take them plus 1.5. How about you?
I'm going to go LSU.
You're not going with the Chanticleers?
Yeah. Chanticleers, Chris.
Whatever.
Right.
Ask the coach how to pronounce
it. Get it right.
Game 7 will be Sunday in OKC. The Thunder have been favored by at least 6 points in every game of this NBA Finals. People are trying to say if Indiana wins, it's the biggest upset in sports history. Like, what? My mind is blown by this. This is not the Jets beating the Colts. This is not, I don't know how many major crazy upsets off the top of
the
my head.
The Eagles defeating the Chiefs in last year's Super Bowl.
Even the Giants beating the Patriots.
Twice.
On the Manning, the helmet catch.
Yeah, no one.
It's not even Appalachian State beating Michigan. This is, people have overrated Oklahoma City. I told you, they can still win it. They should. They're at home, but they're not that great. What more do people need to see? Who you taking? OKC -7.5 in the final game of the season.
I mean,
Sunday
the
night.
The Pacers have to keep it close. I don't know who wins. Don't really care who wins, but I'm gonna say Pacers.
Oh, I'm going with Indy. All right, there we go. We went over our first allotted time. Now we're at our second allotted time.
Now we're good. If we all get right out in 8 seconds.
Make it happen then, sir.
I gotta wait. 2.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So as he comes out and he's yelling at me and staring me down, that bothers me. Because, to be quite frank, that's the last thing I wanted. I'm taking starters out of the game and, you know, trying to, you know, get this game over and get this kid a couple innings. And so that's why I felt, you know, I took that personal, because I understand the game and know that I understand it doesn't feel good to get hit, but understand, again, intent versus clearly no intent.
Okay, Dave, I buy it. I'm good. Let's move on.
You think that he would have been okay if...
I'm just kidding.
You think that he would have been okay if someone would have hit Shohei on the hand? He would have been Mike Schilt. Easily.
Well, he certainly would have been Mike Schilt if it had been the third time in the last couple of days that Shohei got hit.
I understand you pitch Toddy in. That's what they do for some reason.
Yeah, but every other team pitches him in, too.
And doesn't hit him.
And doesn't hit him. Look, they put the stat up here earlier today. Fernando Tatis, in the last 600 at-bats against other teams, has been hit six times. He's been hit five times by the Dodgers in like a week. You can understand why the, you know what I mean, or the last seven or eight games.
Oh, they're playing even the Dave Roberts pushing Andy Green thing on TV. They're making a big deal out of this, too.
Well, everybody's making it. This is the number one thing in baseball. This is why this is the best rivalry going. Everybody's into this. Dave Roberts, look, you heard him there. He said, I'm taking starters out of the game. Well, I like, you know, I'm give Bavakwa credit because he tweeted it. But I thought the same thing. Seemed to me he got his starters out of there in the eighth inning because he knew what might be coming in the ninth.
But why not Shohei? That's the weird part. Because he's a DH?
I don't know. He got who he could out. I don't know. They weren't there. Padres couldn't throw at them because they weren't in the game.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is the Padres have to stick up for Tatis. Mike Schilt did what he had to do.
Manny said that they better hope nothing's broken.
Yes, I like those threats, but what's going to happen? What's Manny going to do?
Play his best ball next time they match up.
Okay.
All right. That's all I got.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do, but you're right. Yeah, he's like gave it one of those or else things. We haven't heard anything on Fernando.
I did see a funny tweet
today
that I think it was even from Daniel Jeremiah, who's a huge Padres fan, NFL Network guy. He said the Padres should just slowly roll balls into the Dodgers dugout.
One after another?
Yes.
You know, the Dave Roberts disparaging the character of Manny Machado because of that bothers me more than anything that happened last night.
I can kind of agree with that.
I never got past that one. It wasn't that all he had to say is, yeah, I think he was throwing at me or this or that, whatever. But to bring Manny's entire character into question, I thought was really uncalled for on that one.
Yeah, me too.
So Dave Roberts, you know, look, I've been on his side for a while. I actually did, you know, I'm not trying to drop a name here, but I It's the only way I can tell you the thing. He and I did a morning show together a couple of times way back in the day.
What?
Yes, over at one of the other stations. I think I was filling in the morning, and Dave Roberts was in the neighborhood, and they had him fill in with me.
Oh, wow.
I liked him.
Wow.
But, you know, I can't.
That's before he was a manager, though.
Right.
Of the hated Dodgers.
Right. And he's hated now. Man, is he ever. Woo. Boy, Dave. All right.
It is kind of fun, though.
Like, of course it is.
I don't want Tatis to get hurt, obviously.
No, that's the main thing. Like I said, there's two things that matter to me moving forward. Will Dave Roberts get, you know, some sort of suspension, slap on the wrist that we can complain about, whatever, and, you know, will Fernando be okay? And we still don't have a Padre lineup. So we don't know for sure. We have a visit with Jesse Agler, the voice of the Padres, coming up when we return. Let's get back on track here, Scraby. Take a quick time out, and then we'll give you some more Gwynn and Chris. We're here till 5:30 today. Tony had a scheduled day off. Scraby and I roll on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back, Gwynn and Chris. Tony, off today. Scraby and I, hanging with you till about 5:40 today. Spiros, Mediterranean cuisine, Coronado, La Jolla, my all-time favorite. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. All right, from the stadium, somebody was there last night. Not only were they there last night, they made this call last night when the craziness erupted at Dodger Stadium.
Now the 1-1. Came in and hit him. Maybe got the bat. Either way, he is down, and the Padre bench is hot. Mike Schilt is particularly hot. He is running out of the dugout, pointing at the Dodger dugout. Arise, meanwhile, coming to check on Tatis with Schilt and head athletic trainer Mark Rogo in tow. Now Dave Roberts is coming out of the third base dugout. He and Mike Schilt are going to go face-to-face, and both benches will empty. Roberts pushed Schilt. The umpires and some of the coaches trying to get between the two managers. Schilt and Roberts are now up against the backstop.
And down goes Frazier. Outstanding job by our guest, Jesse Agler, joins us from Petco Park. Hi, Jesse. How are you? Thanks for that great call that we have already enjoyed listening to a couple of different times today.
not the usual thing we're describing.
Right, I know.
You know, that whole kind of thing, it can get so chaotic on radio because, you know, on TV, obviously, everybody's generally seeing what's happening, and you can kind of just sort of, you know, identify guys as necessary. But on radio, you know, theoretically, everybody who's listening to you cannot see the game, so you have to, like, really kind of, go, like you said, Howard Cosell boxing mode and, you know, start trying to describe every little thing that's going on to accurately, you know, explain to somebody in their car what the heck is happening. And it was out of the norm, that's for sure.
Well, I say we're all trained for something like this because you don't expect it, but when it happens, you have to kind of rise to the occasion. I thought you were, you know, totally right on it. You explained it perfectly, and I love how you both reacted at the same moment. Whoa, he just pushed him! Like, because that escalated it beyond what anybody expected, right?
Oh, no doubt. And I mean, that was the thing that happened that I think kind of tipped the whole experience, you know, from, all right, you understand where everybody's coming from to probably a line being crossed. And I would hope, I'm not going to say I expect, but I would hope that is reflected in the punishments that are handed down by Major League Baseball today. I would imagine there are going to be several things doled out, probably learn about them sooner rather than later. But I would hope that if they took a close look and a close listen at what happened last night, that, you know, and I don't want to get too hung up on punishments and suspensions because it is what it is, but I would expect slash hope that what Dave Roberts get is more significant than what Mike Schilt gets, one, because of the shove, and then two, quite frankly, you know, there were two, maybe three times when it looked like everything was going to calm down, and then Dave kind of, you know, relit the fuse. And, you know, that upset me in that I just don't think that is what a manager should be doing in that circumstance. Look, if the guy that gets hit by the pitch or the pitcher or even one of the guys that comes in from the bullpen all hot, if he's trying to get at somebody and there's something going on down there, it's not great, but I get it. You're one of the players. But for somebody in a leadership position, be it a manager or a coach, to be the one who kind of keeps something going when it looks like it's dying down, I feel like is highly problematic. I really do.
We're talking to Jesse Agler here on 97.3 The Fan. Yes, Chris, what were you about to say?
No, he sounds like you. I mean, you said,
I was going to say.
You were all upset about, you know, Dave Roberts' behavior in a leadership role.
In a leadership role, because Shohei Ohtani, the star of the team, tells his dugout, calm down, go back in there, let's not do anything. He turns to the Padres dugout and tries to make some sort of truce. So he is the calm one in the whole thing. And I have to think that Major League Baseball is looking at that aspect of it. I don't know if it's going to add games or anything like that, but it does seem a little weird to me that the manager is the one acting like the kid and Shohei Ohtani is acting like the manager.
Meanwhile, just got news about a suspension.
Oh.
Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher Dennis Santana has gotten four games.
I remember he went after that fan. He got us.
In a doublehead yesterday. That was a little unkind. I apologize.
No, that was fun.
But he's appealing, so he's going to play tonight. But I guess what, you know, just getting that email 4 minutes ago, they're probably working their way through yesterday, and I guess that happened first. Yeah. It was a day game.
I guess. All right. So, Jesse, what this did for me, you know, first of all, it's must see, you know, the next time they play.
Oh, yeah.
It's must, you know, even when they're playing now. What this does for me is it takes the rivalry to another level, and it maybe gets some of the others outside of our general area to start understanding what we already knew. And that is, this is the best rivalry in baseball. And I, you know, I got to believe that, you know, whether it happened the right way or the wrong way, it's got everybody's attention around baseball. And I kind of like that.
It is the best rivalry in baseball. I don't think there's anybody paying attention to this game who's not, you know, totally brainwashed by their fandom, who doesn't think this is the best rivalry in baseball right now. I'm not saying it was 5 years ago. I'm not saying it will be 5 years from now. But right now, it is unquestionably the best rivalry in baseball. And frankly, it's not even close. And yes, yesterday will make more people aware of that. You know, you guys know I'm a sports media nerd on top of everything else. And I remember when the Dodgers were at Petco last week, you know, we were getting ready to play. I think it was a Monday night, you know, 6:40 Pacific. You had a great pitching matchup, all that. And I just kind of made a comment to somebody on the field before the game. I said, if Major League Baseball was a little bit more forward-thinking this game would not be played at 6:40 Pacific, and it would be on national television at maybe 5 o'clock Pacific, yeah. So that it's on prime time on the East Coast. You know, I mean, that's what this rivalry has become. I think it needs to be showcased, you know, in a way that the East Coast gets a little bit more opportunity to see it. And, you know, it's harder to do that, I know, between two West Coast teams, but you see it in the other sports. You know, they'll play a game at a weird time, even on a weekday. Reality is fans would have been here. Game's still going to be sold out. Everybody in town is still going to watch it. Play it a little bit earlier. Get it on, you know, on the East Coast. Let everybody really get a sense of how good it is, because I don't think there's any way, again, if you're paying attention and you're not totally blinded by your own loyalties, if you watch any of the games between those two teams this year, you go, okay, yeah, that's the best thing going in baseball. And I would argue it's been that way for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully now everybody is hip to it. And, yeah, obviously when we come back around in August and there's two more series out of three between the two teams, it'll be a must-see, must-listen baseball.
Yeah, somebody tell Will Smith that it's actually pretty good stuff. Jesse Agler's with us, voice of the Padres, and we just had to have him on today because he was there and, you know, the whole thing in L.A. Do you think, Jesse, that moving forward, this is going to be – here's what I wanted to ask, actually. Mike Schilt's, you know, his coming out of the dugout doing, you know, Mike on a personal level a little bit better than the rest of us. I don't think any of us were surprised that he's never going to back down. He already probably had the love and support of his teammates. Is this something that can give the whole group a little boost, you know, a bit of that togetherness thing, or is all that stuff overrated?
I don't think it's overrated. And, you know, I think any time – you know, you sort of collectively face some kind of adversity, particularly emotionally driven adversity like we saw yesterday. Yeah, I'm a believer that it brings things together. Now, there was a sabermetric report on this, I don't know, at this point probably 12, 15 years ago. Somebody went back and they looked at it because that was a thing that was always said in baseball, right? Oh, after a big bench-clearing brawl, a team would go on to have great success. And some, you know, Debbie Downer-type person went and, like, studied, you know, every bench-clearing brawl of the previous 25 years or something. And they determined, no, there's no correlation between, you know, a big fight and winning percentage or, you know, winning X out of Y of your next games. There's nothing to that. But anecdotally, I think any of us who have been around the game, even as fans for any period of time, you recognize that, yeah, of course there's a positive to that. Yeah. You know, there's a coming together that takes place. It's certainly not going to do any damage, you know, to the cohesiveness of the group. And I will argue 100 times out of 100, yes, it helps. Now, I don't think that's something they needed help with. I think every guy in that clubhouse knows that Mike Schilt has their back. But that was a pretty great way for Mike to be able to express that yesterday in a way that's going to get a lot of attention. And, again, it's a great clubhouse. It really is. I'm not just saying that. You know, these guys were all rowing in the same direction long before anything bubbled up with the Dodgers this year. But, again, can't hurt to have a little bit more of that. And, you know, it's a team bonding thing, as silly as that might sound.
No, it doesn't sound silly at all. I mean, I can totally understand a team bonding. We're talking to Jesse Agler, voice of the Padres here on 97.3 The Fan. I got to stop with the Dave Roberts conversation, and let's focus on Xander Bogaerts for a second. Went 4-for-4 last night. He had a huge hit in the Wednesday night game to tie it up. And I know he's done something with his leg kick and all that, but what have you seen the last couple days from Xander that's a little bit different?
Well, I mean, he's getting results. Let's start there. You know what I mean? The frustrating thing for Xander is, you know, I know there was a period, I don't know, call it the last 3.5 weeks, I don't have dates for you, where it seemed like everything was on the ground, right? You know, he's just beating the ball into the ground, and that's frustrating. That's not what he's trying to do. That's not what he wants to do. But, you know, earlier this year, even when he wasn't getting results, you know, the batted ball profile was pretty good for Xander Bogaerts, arguably better than it was last year. And so, look, what happens, right? And not to play armchair psychologist, and I haven't talked to Xander about this, but it's just sort of my observation. So you're hitting the ball pretty well, but you're getting very little to show for it. Call it bad luck, call it good defensive positioning, call it, you know, the randomness of baseball. So a guy like Xander, who is a notorious tinkerer, always messing with the swing, always messing with everything, that's how he is, that's how he's gotten to this point. I don't think he's going to stop being that way anytime soon. So he's not getting results. Starts to tinker a little bit, next thing you know, that batted ball profile isn't as good. Now you've got all those ground balls, you start to spiral a little bit. All right, let's keep tinkering some more. you know, it's going a little bit better now. It's going a little bit worse. You're just trying to find something, anything, you know, to get yourself going again. And then I would say in the last few days, yeah, even before the results of the last game and a half, you know, he started hitting the ball harder again. You know, we saw a fly ball in Arizona on the last trip that I think was the farthest ball he'd hit all season. And, you know, so maybe, just maybe, he was starting to figure some things out there. Again, it's not a straight line. You know, it's up and down. It's two steps, you know, forward, one step back kind of thing. But, yeah, obviously yesterday, 4 for 4 getting those results. And they weren't little dribblers or anything like that. You know, there was some realness there. The big hit the night before, one of the best balls, maybe the best ball that he's hit all season. So, yeah, it would appear in an extremely small sample size,
yes,
that he has found something that's working. Obviously, you know, time will tell, and we'll see how it goes here for him in the days and weeks ahead.
I know you have to prep for the game, but I want to sneak one more quick thing in here, and we appreciate it, as always, Jesse. This team moving forward, let's leave the Dodgers behind us, because they are behind us now for the next couple of months. What do we need to do to kind of get back to playing the level we can get to, other than getting a little healthier? What kinds of things are you focusing on? Do we have to wait for a trade? Or are there some things that the Padres, you've noticed, have not been as good at in the last, you know, say, month and a half?
I mean, I don't think any of this is going to be hoeing new ground, but, you know, I do think health is a big part of it. You know, you get Jackson Merrill back. Hopefully Fernando's health is okay. I haven't heard anything new today,
right,
about, you know, the scan that he was going to undergo. I think Mike Shild is going to talk to us in about 20 minutes, and obviously we'll get a little bit of news coming out of that, hopefully, about that. But health is one. Manny, keep doing what you're doing, because he's been phenomenal all year, having one of the best seasons of his career to this point, and just has been so fun to watch. You know, if Bogarts gets rolling, certainly that helps. Jake Cronenworth very quietly has been outstanding in the last few weeks at the plate. You know, he's not doing it in a loud way, but he's just continually getting on base, helping to be part of, you know, what this offense is when they're at their best, which is passing the baton. Yeah, there will be, I anticipate, a move here or there that is made. And, you know, if I hesitate to say this, but there is a part of me that is, as Fernando goes, so goes this offense. And you can put Luis Arraez in that category as well. I hope Luis can bring the numbers up with the batting average a little bit. But, you know, it's peaks and valleys all the time. You know, there's no doubt when a team like this that is constructed this way gets superstar production out of their superstars, they are going to be very, very hard to stop, because their superstars are legitimate superstars. You know, when they're not getting superstar production out of their superstars, obviously you got to do it different ways, and they've had some trouble doing that, and I think some of the depth has been a part of that, and the injuries, of course, are the reason why. So, I don't think it's any, like, magic pill here.
Right.
Health is the first thing, and then just getting guys to kind of perform the way they're capable of, and that could be hard in a season. Guys do have bad months. They do have bad halves. You know, we just saw the Diamondbacks. Go look at Corbin Carroll and Eugenio Suarez last year, first half versus second half, you know, and I think Corbin Carroll, let me pull it up actually, because it's a great example, because by the end of last season, Corbin Carroll was, you know, back to being one of the more feared hitters in baseball, but he was miserable at the start of last year.
Yeah.
I have it in my notes from the other day.
Your notes must be much more organized
than my
notes.
I think he should sell his notes. I think people would buy them just to see
what
he writes
down. It would absolutely
down.
Take me 4.5 hours to find the note that you're probably looking for.
He knows.
You know, it's so funny because it's my stuff is very day-to-day in regards to, like, you know, when we're playing the Diamondbacks, I would have it front and center, but now I'm scrolling a little bit. All right, so last year in the first half, Corbin Carroll hit .212 with 5 home runs.
Wow.
He finished the season with 22 home runs. And you could even, you know, put it a little bit more extreme than that. It was basically like, you know, middle, late May when he finally got it going a little bit. But he looked absolutely lost for the first, if you want to call it, 2.5, 3 months of the season. You could call it the first half of the season. And by the end of the year, he was back to being Corbin Carroll. Now, they missed out on a playoff spot by essentially percentage points. So you go back and be like, man, what if Corbin Carroll would have figured it out a week earlier? You know, are the Diamondbacks in the playoffs last year? So I'm not saying there isn't a danger to these guys not being at their best right now. The nature of this terrible sport that we all love so much is that, you know, even the very, very best guys are going to have stretches that can be long stretches, weirdly long stretches, hard to believe
long
stretches.
No, you're right. Yeah.
In which they don't perform the way we kind of expect them to.
Pete Alonso's already gone from MVP to terrible to MVP and back to terrible in one season.
That's it. And it's going to happen. Eugenio Suarez last year was hitting .203 with six homers and 34 RBIs through July 6th last year. July 6th for Eugenio Suarez.
Wow.
And the rest of the way hit .311 with 24 home runs.
Yeah.
So six homers through July 6th last year. 24 homers after July 6th. And he brought the batting average up over 100 points. That's Eugenio Suarez, who's a really, really good, dangerous hitter. He ain't Fernando, okay? Yeah. I don't even know if he's Jackson Merrill. So, again, it's a weird sport. It does not make sense all the time, no matter how hard we all try to make sense out of it.
One thing we know we're going to get, and that is a really good call from Jesse Agler, who has no slumps. Right? He brings it to us
battling
every night.
Through a cold the last couple weeks. Man. Nice job, Jesse.
Great job last night, man. We're going to play that clip at least two more times tonight because
yes.
I enjoyed it.
Yes.
Have a good week. We'll see you soon. Thank you, sir.
You got it, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right. Jesse Agler there, voice of the Padres. We're lucky to get him on every now and again.
Yes.
We don't want to over, you know.
Oh. Suspensions.
It. You got suspensions?
Just as Jesse's getting...
just as he got off the
literally, 3:50 p.m., it just came out. Alan Gonzalez, suspensions have been handed down by MLB in the wake of last night's Dodger game between blah, 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 blah. Robert Suarez, 3 games. Mike Schilt, 1 game. Dave Roberts, 1 game. Suarez will appeal. Roberts and Schilt must serve their suspensions tonight. So Mike Schilt is not going to be the manager tonight.
Not too pleased to think that... Based on, see, if we say this, people are going to think we're being a homer. But I don't think I'm being a homer.
You're not.
Was
because
Dave Roberts' transgression the same as Mike Schilt's?
No.
In your mind? In
no.
anyone's mind?
No.
Other than a diehard Dodger fan who's going to look at it. I don't think that they were the same. They just weren't.
Dave, okay. If you're dealing with the police, the aggressor... is the one who goes to jail.
Well, I guess you could say
Dave
that Mike
Roberts
Schilt started
is the aggressor.
It. You could say Mike Schilt started it. He came out.
But Mike Schilt didn't touch him. Dave Roberts was the one who pushed him.
I know.
Like, Major League Baseball doesn't...
I don't think this is right.
And if this was the Red Sox and the Yankees we're talking about, I would say the same exact thing about the managers getting the same thing. Like, Aaron Boone getting 1 game if he pushed someone, like, I would be upset about that, too.
Well, I think Dave Roberts should get a game, but I think he should get more if Mike Schilt's going to get a game because I don't think they did the same. This is not the proverbial eye for an eye. One guy shoved the other guy. And secondly, what Jesse said during our interview, which is a very good point, that is that Dave Roberts continued to keep the whole thing going by waving his arms and yelling and screaming every time it looked like it might calm down. So,
all right, I'm getting texts that Mike Schilt was assaulted, but he was not assaulted, people. It's not that serious.
I don't even think Don Zimmer was assaulted when Pedro Martinez tossed him to the ground. So I'm certain that Mike Schilt was not assaulted. Yeah, I think we're going to feel some type of way. Everybody in a Padre color is going to feel some type of way about this. Not to mention Robert Suarez, 3 games.
That's
a big deal because he is your closer. That's different than... a starter, 3 or 4 games, because then you'd miss one appearance.
We talk about it all the time, about how starters getting 5 games means 1 game. Relievers, that takes Robert Suarez out of the weekend.
Well, that's not going to work. I don't remember the last time they just wiped a suspension out on appeal. All right, well, that gives us something else to be angry about and chat about.
The official news release has been sent. I'm going to be reading that in the break.
We'll play some Chris vs. the Fans. We'll have some fun, take a little break from all of our anguish. But yes, just down, just in, Scraby on top of that. 1 game each for the behavior of Dave Roberts and Mike Schilt. 3 games for Robert Suarez. More on that, 833-288-0973 if you want to go to Las Vegas. Now would be a good time to call on 97.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.